let's go ahead and get our numbers. Where are we at fundraising-wise?
Well, as of yesterday, we're at $392,000, which is 50% of our campaign goal. This is kind of the quiet time of the campaign because packets are now out into the businesses, and businesses are having the opportunity to work those packets and ask their employees if they're interested in making a donation. So we usually have a couple weeks that are kind of quiet. But one of the other things that are going on is that our agencies now are, this week, are turning in all of their budgets for the calendar year 2021. So we'll be getting those materials the end of this week and turning those around and getting them into the notebooks for our board members who will receive those next week. And then they'll begin visiting with those agencies to find out what their needs are for next year. So as we continue to raise the funds and wrap things up by the end of the year in January, then they'll meet with all those agencies again and decide what their allocation is going to be for the calendar year 2021.
Okay. If there is a business, an individual out there that would still like to contribute to the United Way, how do they do that?
Yes. Because we are in a temporary location in the Y, in the old building, this is called the Cultural Center of the Y. Our address is 705 South Center. So the easiest way, because there is limited access because of COVID, and we have they have children there for daycare and that. If they could stick it in the mail to us, that would be the easiest way. If they need additional information in order to make their decisions, they can call us. They can call 752-4688, which is our main number. And then they can actually even call my cell number, which is 641-750-7703. Because of our temporary circumstance, our phones don't transfer in the normal way that we're used to. So, and they can always send us an email to get in touch with us. But that way we can send out information to them and give them more information of how the money is used with the 27 agencies that we support.
Gotcha. All right, Nancy Stevenson with us today.